Haywire, young regional Australians telling it like it is.
Loxley Wilson, Launceston, Tasmania.
I've been married twice. The first was in preschool, when I was 3 years old. She was a ballerina. I was the stay-at-home dad. Only 2 years passed and I was an architect. My new wife, a doctor. Marriage is something we grow up watching on TV, reading in novels, role-playing with our friends, and hoping in the future we'll be able to marry the person we love, too. It was only after I trudged through the trials of puberty that I realised, like all homosexual Australians, I could not see this dream fulfilled. Between the spelling tests and slumber parties, my introspective adolescent brain sought answers. Why would my love be less valid than my heterosexual peers? Am I not supposed to want monogamy? And how can people be fighting for the children when their words hurt more than the bullies at school? High school can be tough. It's a time when our bodies morph, hairs sprout, and pimples spawn. However, the biggest changes can't be seen by passing us in a hallway. Inside our heads is the search for identity, a journey to feel comfortable in our own skin. My mind wanders to my school's changing room. After I'd exhausted yet another reluctant hour in physical education, I remember searching for my red canvas school bag, only to find it stewing in a toilet cubicle, surrounded by a border of chip packets, banana peels, and urine, was a single word in capital letters, etched by permanent marker. Faggot. No child should feel persecuted for something they cannot choose. Furthermore, no adult should be denied to marry their life partner because of their sexuality. Marriage is a union of love, not genders. And until the law recognises this, the discourse of hate will continue to be inscribed on the school bags of gay kids. Without legal parity, how can we hope for social equality? Oh, deep in my heart, I do believe, sings Joan Baez in her civil rights anthem. We shall overcome someday. We'll walk hand in hand someday. And I hope that when that day comes, a ring will be on my finger.
Haywire.